like a lot of neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're live.
Okay.
Of course, I work with that.
Are we ready?
Yes, you are live.
How much do you have?
20 gallons, maybe.
I've got a bunch of 1 gallon buckets. So I've got some 5 gallon buckets.
You're live.
Where's the clock?
I'm getting ready to get
it's right there. That red
one. The other. If I got to recycle it, however I recycle, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just not going to keep it anymore.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the public hearing part of Taney County Planning Commission's procedures. This is Monday, March the 14th. It is 6:03 p.m. Thanks to our brand new digital clock. Mr. Coxey, will you establish a quorum?
Dave Stewart?
No, I'm not absent. I'm present now.
Rick Caudell? Randall Cummings?
Here.
Ray Edwards? Sarah Kleinfelter?
Yes.
Sean Pingleton?
Here.
Susan Martin?
Here.
And Carl Pride. Madam Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Okay. Just barely.
Just barely.
Okay. And then if you'll explain the procedures for tonight's public hearing.
This is the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing procedures. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment at the public hearing, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment if they choose. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held 1 week after the public hearing. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comment shall be taken unless expressly requested by the commission. And you may leave after your case is heard.
Okay, thank you very much. Are we ready to go ahead with the public hearings then? And the first one?
Benita, you want to hand me those and I'll turn them in?
First of all, let me welcome Mr. David Stewart back to Planning and Zoning. I think you had about a 10-year... hiatus, is that right, Dave?
No, let's see. Here, what does it say? I haven't been gone that long. 5 or 6.
Okay, but welcome back. Okay, first item under public hearing is the White House, and this is a lot split at the entrance to Branson Airport.
Ready?
How come I have hills? I have all three, right?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
Okay. Including Sleepy D's and the White House. Okay. If you'll read the staff report, please.
This is the Division 3 staff report for the White House, dated April 11th, 2011, case number 11-03. This is the public hills for the public hearing for Branson development off of Maple Street in the Oliver Township. The applicant requests approval to split the property into two parcels. History is that it was approved for concept on January 18th, 2011. The property was previously approved as a sales office for Branson Development. General description, the subject property is located off of State Highway 65 and Maple Street. The adjoining properties to the request consist of commercial, agricultural, and residential. I believe this is about 4.9 acres total on the piece of property. The proposed site consists of one existing structure, and the project scored a positive 4 out of a possible 35 on the policy checklist. There were no items receiving a negative score. Summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Number one, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. Stormwater management, utility easements and building line setbacks, foliage screening or fencing for commercial areas that adjoin residential tracts, and improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Number two, compliance letters from the sewer district. Number three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Number four, Division 2 permits would be required for all applicable structures in the development. Number five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, and we have pictures?
Yes, we have a whole lot of stuff. So let's start with a video first, if you don't mind. I think I can get that working. Let's see what happens here. Oh, that's not the right one. Maybe I can't get that working. Stop. Go back. Bring this up again. Let me take you somewhere else, because I know I can do that. No, that's not the one I want. Here we are at PowerPoint. Sorry, guys. This is a lot to handle. Come on. Okay, we are looking at the White House property here, if I'm not mistaken. That's where we're going to go. And as you know, as Ms. Kleinfelter has said, this is the property out at the entrance to Branson Creek. This is going to be an exploded view. And as you know, our pictures here are several years old. But this was the big White House that's up on top of the hill. Of course, all the grass is grown in now. This street right here no longer accesses to 65, instead Branson Creek Boulevard comes out here to do that. This whole area is 4.9 some odd acres, and unfortunately the house sits right in the middle of that, so they are going to have to split this property similar to this right here to get what they need. Now, this whole area is, this is the old drawing, isn't it, Eddie? Because we have a new drawing on this now, because each one has to be 2 acres, and they will be. But in order to get that 2 acres, we're going to have to split this property up just a little bit different. Let me see if I have the new drawing here. Let me take you back to the video. Let me see if I believe you have the drawing in your packet, if I'm not mistaken. And you'll see I think this is it here. Nope.
Are you talking to yourself?
No, I was talking to her.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to start talking to myself, though, because I am having my own set of issues here. So let me see if I can get the video up for you. As you know, the video wouldn't play on our original screen over here, so I had to bring another laptop in. We've had to go through a whole lot of shenanigans tonight to get this to work, but let me see if it'll come up real quick, and we want to turn the volume down. And that is not the one we want. Okay.
Ha-ha!
Okay. As you know, this is the White House out at Branson Creek Boulevard. Of course, and this is on the side there once you've actually turned into the parking lot, and this is the driveway going up. The street down here on your left is the street that curves around that I told you is no longer accesses Highway 65. But we're going to swing you around the property here real quick, and then we're going to go up on top also and let you look at it a little bit more. But this is the driveway or the road that actually accesses up into this particular property. What will end up happening is where the house is or this building is sitting will become one lot, and then there'll be the other lot is actually going to be on both sides of it a little bit. So I do remember this is a commercial piece of property, the whole thing. So we'll end up with a second lot that is a commercial lot, and I don't know if you're going to want to see that lot back if they want to do something on it. Normally you do, since you don't have a request for that lot at this particular time that I'm aware of. So, again, this is, again, looking at the house. If you directly to your right there on the side of the house is Highway 65. And then this is actually at the entrance of Branson Creek looking up the hill. Toward the house. I call it the house. It's actually their office there. But.
And I mean, that's a beautiful location.
Yes, it is. And that's a neat, that's a
and
pretty
so
building.
And so with the house located where it is, are you ready for some questions? questions, because how big will the second lot be?
The second lot's a little bigger than the primary, because it's, like I say, it's 4.96 acres, and I believe you're putting just right at 2 acres on the building that exists. So you'll have probably 2 3/4 acres pretty close on the lot that'll be existing with nothing on it.
And is that lot buildable?
Buildable in the sense that, yes, ma'am, it has access. Okay. It would have to have a septic. It has, just because the way it is, the lot has to become a little bit screwy because of the building, current building setting inside of it. There's nothing in our code book that says you can't draw them in whatever shape you want to draw them in. Mm-hmm. So along the back side of this property, you would see a, I believe there's a 10-foot strip that connects the one side to the other side. But then both of them do have the access that's necessary.
Okay. Only one. You said you had additional information on this?
No, I've shown you pictures. I've shown you an overhead. I better not try to show you anything else.
Okay. Mr. Eddie Wolf, you're the only gentleman as representative for the project who signed up to speak, so any comments that you want to make?
Yeah, you just asked me about if those remaining lot was buildable, which it is. What will probably happen on this, Sarah, is there's not sewer up there yet. It's down at where they've developed inside Branson Creek. But there is sewer down the road. It will be brought up there eventually. So probably what will happen is be back over here again whenever they get around to it, where they bring sewer up there, and the lot that's left will probably get split. So we'll actually in the future probably end up with 3 lots there, because that's pretty valuable property right there where that is. The only reason that we're wanting to split it is there's a gentleman that's wanting to buy that building, and in the agreement they got, they're going to turn right back around and lease the building from him, and it'll stay exactly the same use, because the folks that bought into Branson Creek over there, they haven't made their mind up where they're going to put their central location inside there at, and so they're going to stay at that property there with sales and everything and offices until they decide where they're going to put that inside the 7,000 acres. And that's, you know, it's pretty good. You got a lot of choice. But that's the reason they're wanting to do that, is just so they can sell that building, and then when they get ready to build their other one, they can just move out into it. And that would stay at that usage it primarily at right now.
And the reason that the lot lines are drawn the way they are
is so we can meet the code.
So you can meet the code.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you say that when you do sewer,
when you get sewer, then you're not bound by the acreage, and then it can be split into a commercial parcel on each side.
Okay. And how close to that location is sewer?
It's down Maple Street there. It's probably within 1,000 feet or maybe a quarter mile.
Okay.
It's not that far, because City of Hollister brought up, when Justin Gage was supposed to do his water park and all that, they took sewer away up the street there, and that never happened, but the sewer's still there.
I think it's right there about the storage unit, ain't it?
Yeah, it's real close, right. It's not that far away.
It's just right there.
Yeah. And most of it would probably gravity feed down there the way it is in there. And if you go out there right now, Branson Creek's in the process of putting up a new entry sign and everything right there at the front. I know that you see some grading there and everything. Because those folks will be they're in town right now, and they'll be in my office tomorrow. And so they're looking at starting some more stuff out there.
Amazing. Any other questions for Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, how are you going to gain access to lot 2 on the left-hand side?
There's roads all the way around the whole side of lot 1 and lot. On lot there, you come in the entrance, Dave,
mm-hmm.
and then that street takes off, and all of them's got access off onto that side street there.
Okay.
They border the road all the way through there.
Okay, yeah, come off here to get us in. Okay. All right.
And the building that is now the offices, or sales office, can be eventually a house
I would say it'll stay commercial where it's at.
Okay.
You know, without question, if there was the right thing happened there, I could see where maybe that building tore down all the land combined for a big commercial venture there. You know, that may be, you know, 2 years, 10 years, you don't know. Until somebody decides, because that'd make an excellent place for a big motel and everything right there in that area to serve the airport.
Okay. New population figure on Taney County is 52,000 people. Are most of them in projects that you've had something to do with?
A lot of them.
So what do you think the occupancy number is in Branson Creek now? Do you have any idea?
I don't know for sure. I was talking to Scott the other day, and I asked him, I said, well, how many families are in there? Uh-huh. I had a curious question about that. He said there were 6 kids in the whole thing. So it's basically a retirement community.
Amazing. In the whole thing?
In the whole thing, there were 6 children that he knew of.
Wow.
You know, at the school age, you know, that's going to school, there's 6.
Okay.
And that includes the villas, all the houses, and everything up there.
Okay.
So.
6 kids.
Okay. With all the people that's there, there's probably, I guess, probably 300 or 400 in there.
Of houses. Residences.
Yeah. I mean, you know, total people in the residence in there.
Okay.
Because you got the villas and bluffs and all that in there is completely in fieldstone. It's completely built out.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on to project number 2. Sleepy bees. Now, did you bring samples, Mr. Bronner, on this?
I tried to give them to you last time.
Jim Bronner, representing Sleepy Bees.
But before we do you, we need to have the video.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, I forgot.
This is coming to you as a special use permit, so be aware of that. This is the Division 3 staff report for Sleepy Bees, dated April 11, 2011, case number 11-01. This is the public hearing for David Jones at 2000 Lakeshore Drive in the Branson Township. The applicant requests approval to operate a shipping and receiving business for children's sleep aid devices as a special use permit. History is it was approved for concept January 18, 2011. The property was previously approved as a residential subdivision. General description, the subject property is located 2.4 miles from East State Highway 76. The adjoining properties to the request consist of commercial, agricultural, multi-use, and multi-family and single-family residential. The view of the proposed site consists of 2 existing structures. The project scored a positive 10 out of a possible 59 on the policy checklist. The items receiving a negative score were right-of-way of roads, emergency water supply, waste disposal service, and traffic. Do you want me to repeat the summary?
No.
Are you okay with summary?
Not
as,
unless there's
as before,
change,
120 days to file if it's approved or shall expire.
Okay.
Here we go. Come on, go. It says now playing, but alas, it is not, so. Let me take you back to the pictures and come back and see what we can do. As you know, this project is on Lakeshore Drive. This is the whole area of the property here. It's a fairly large piece of property, and as we mentioned before, this piece of property is currently was approved for a single-family residential subdivision. I don't remember how many lots were in there exactly, but about 20. So this is the property here. The building right back in this area here is where we're looking at now. I don't know, Bronner may be able to tell you that there may be somebody living in this building right here, but I believe this is the building where they actually want to do the business back in here, and the driveway comes in up through here, if I'm not mistaken. So that is that. Let me see if I can get this disc back up again and see if we can get this going. Come on. I don't know. froze up, guys. I'll let you start talking. I'll try and get this up for you.
Well, I want to hear Eddie Coxey's music. That's
no, I don't think you do. So let me.
And then I think your documents would be kind of an interesting file to go into.
So let me see if I can get this back up for you. If you would like to go ahead and talk with him, I'll try to get this DVD up for you. Okay, there it is.
It's moving.
This structure up here, I believe, is somebody living in that, Mr. Bronner?
In the structure?
In the big one. It looks like.
Next week from Saturday, okay. Someone will be. Yeah,
of course, this is Lakeshore Drive.
So the kids are going to move into.
Yeah, they're going to move.
Yeah, into this is across the street from the property here. And then turning back around into the property.
Oh, ask him.
And then we're going to take you up on the property there. This is the building where somebody is actually going to end up living there, though. Okay. And then we're going to take you up the property and around the back side. That's Benita doing this.
You can tell the level of drive going by the camera. That's going to be great.
So come around to the back of this. The other building comes into view here real quick. But we're going to stop and give you a good look at this one. Is that building there split into two dwelling units? The one we're just looking at? Is it just one?
Is it?
I know it's one building, but I didn't know if it was.
Four garages?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's.
And then this will be the building here, I believe, where you actually want to do your. And it looks like that one part of the deck was added on recently. The steps going down the outside?
Just take it off. Yeah, it had a railing and everything. It's
Yeah, it's this part here where it goes down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to stop.
Okay, now, Mr. Bronner.
Okay.
And again, I understand that this is for your daughter and her husband who are doing this business of the sleep monitoring devices for small children, right? The Sleepy Bees. Volume of business, do you have any idea, like numbers of units?
Dreams or volume?
Reality. I mean.
Would love to sell 200,000 units over the life of the product.
Okay. The is life that, of the product or the
is
life
that practical?
Of the project?
Is that practical? Speaking from a parent and my experience, I would say no. And we're talking, 10, 12 years life of a product, something like that, and until competition gets in. If you study the markets, you understand all that. The only thing that's going right now is a blog that's doing it, and they've sold 10 units in 2 months. So pretty slow. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2x2x6 box that they're mailed out in, and I've been doing that. That's pretty easy for me to keep up with. Going to the post office, and I would hope that, for their sake, that they get their money back out of it. But,
Now, do you take these to the post office, or
yes.
Does UPS come up there?
No, UPS doesn't come, and probably because of shipping costs, UPS would be not prohibitive, but it would be twice the amount, and it would probably be to our advantage right now to carry those into the post office right now.
Okay. And there's no street traffic. In other words, there's no
current retail. There will not be a store open for these to be bought at.
Okay.
A retailer might carry it, and those would be carried by myself or my daughter to that retail location to sell those products.
And number of employees that.
If you're self-employed, I guess one.
Okay.
As far as parking or anything like that's concerned, my own car to be with my own grandkids, that would probably, if you want to count that as something, an extra vehicle, my own vehicle. But I'm going to be up there more often to see grandchildren than really. operate a business.
So this is kind of a limited operation.
I guess that would be the kindest word you could say. Yeah.
Okay. And you're perfectly comfortable with the special use?
Fine with that.
Okay. And certainly you understand the implications of the
special use permit. Absolutely, I do.
Okay. Nobody else has signed up? Okay.
I just clarify a couple things to make sure. No retail location there.
Nope.
So just be the employees and grandpa. Right.
The owners, grandma. Who are the people that live there,
right.
And grandpa, and grandma may be there too.
Yeah,
I'll
hopefully
have to
you keep
her.
Grandpa in mind. But no delivery trucks.
Right now, things are being delivered to the Smalley Relationship Center, which is already set up as commercial, and that's
will that
just
change though when they move in, if this is approved.
And I guess it might.
Okay.
And yeah.
If it does, where will the delivery trucks? Will they go up that rough road?
They will go. That rough road is, like I said, going to be graded and chip and sealed in the next week. So it will be a smooth road that goes up there.
They've got to have down at Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, they've got to have a moving van, Allied van, get up that hill, and I don't think it's going to make it. They're going to have to haul it from the road as rough as it is. And I'm talking about, that's not commercial. That's their belongings.
So if we made sure that I don't want delivery trucks stopping down there at Lakeshore and dropping something off from there. That's the only concern.
They will be able to come all the way up and set it up. No, the delivery truck. Now, I don't know what a moving van. I've lived on Lakeshore and seen moving vans setting out in the road. I don't know what you're going to do about that, but
I'm talking about business.
No,
the day you're moving in.
No.
That's
no.
Totally different.
The truck. I have seen a UPS truck up that hill. It can make it up there. Yes, but that, like I said, that'd be a FedEx or whatever. With the number of product that was delivered by one truck, and they delivered 10,000 units, that's up there by one truck, and it's going to take a while to sell that. So I wouldn't think they want to reorder unless there would be.
So it sounds like, for the most part, you guys are taking them to the post office, shipping them yourself for now.
Yep.
But if you do have to have a delivery truck,
it would have to be a big volume.
It would be able to go up to the house.
It would take a big volume to get it over to UPS to make that happen. I would hope that would happen.
Yeah.
But, put that in there. Maybe if you're going to talk about it peak, if it really took off, maybe once a week, if you had any kind of delivery, but they're not taking anything out. They're deliver packages like they would to any residents.
Right, so no local, no retail space on site, and
no
delivery
no
trucks.
No store hours, no office hours, no nothing like that.
Okay.
Any question for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And there is no time limit necessarily associated with the special use. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. There's no time limit, but the requirements are, of course, it's particular to the applicant and to the location. They are allowed one additional employee that's not an immediate family member. They can have a sign not to exceed 2 foot by 4 foot on premise.
Don't want signs.
Of course, with the special use, you have the right to put a lot of different restrictions on there if you feel like you need some restrictions.
So, I guess my question was, if and when Sleepy Bees no longer is a viable activity for
it's
people.
It's gone away.
Well, but that's my question.
Yeah.
Does he?
This is... Again, special use is particular
to this project.
To what we're doing, yes, ma'am. If they change it to a motorcycle shop, we got an issue. But it is particular for the request.
The previous owners, with snowmobiles and motorcycles and everything else. I've already talked to the neighbors.
Really? I didn't know.
You weren't there when that happened. They're gone. But there were problems of burning on the back side of the lot that was huge and shooting guns, and
that would be the kind of thing that we would have to respond to
that.
When somebody called it in. I mean, we wouldn't be out there watching for it, but
they have left the neighborhood.
Okay, super. We'll see you next Monday night, I do believe. And by that time, you ought to have the road done.
I hope so.
Okay, the next project is Hills and Hollows Gardens with Miss Rachel Archambault. I'm close.
Yes, very close.
Not bad. Okay. Mr. Coxey, can we see the staff report? Read the staff report, please.
That I can do. This is the Division 3 staff report for Hills and Hollow Gardens, April 11th, 2011 is the date. This is case number 11-02. This is the public hearing for Rachel Archambault, and the request is to operate a business at the Taney Center parking lot located in the Swan Township. The applicant requests to operate a temporary greenhouse set up for retail sales. History is that it was approved for concept January 18th, 2011. The property is owned by the Taney Center, Melvin Braden, representative. The general description of the subject property is located off of State Highway 160. The adjoining properties of the request consist of commercial and residential. Review, the proposed site consists of one existing structure. The business that Ms. Archambault is looking to put up will be in operation between April 1st and May 31st. She puts up a temporary greenhouse for that does come back down. So that is in addition to the existing Taney Center that is out there. The project scored a positive 11 out of a possible 55 on the policy checklist. Items receiving a negative score were sewage disposal and waste disposal service. The summary is as mentioned before on the other issues, and the decision of record to be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days that approval shall expire. Before we get into anything else, I will remind you we're doing this similar to what we did out here on 160 with the farmer's market, mm-hmm. Where this is kind of a special use permit that comes to play every year or until she chooses not to do that. But she'll set this temporary greenhouse up. She'll run it for 6 or 8 weeks, something like that. It'll go back down, and then next year she'll be back to do that. As I mentioned, the two items on there that dealt with the negative scorage was sewage disposal. There is no running water or anything in this building, and I don't know.
In the greenhouse.
In the greenhouse, which is what she operates. So. And I don't believe they have access to the Taney Center for restroom facilities or anything like that, so I'm just going to bring that to your attention. I don't know that she's ever needed it in the past. I don't know what your requirements are going to be. On the screen right now, you see this. This is the property where the Taney Center is located on State Highway 160. That's kind of the overview of it. That's out there pretty close to where the recycle center and all of that is out there on 160. I'm going to bring this up just a little bigger for you if I can, not get it too far out of whack. Come on. Let's see now.
Okay.
And of course, this is the parking lot here for the Taney Center, right? And she will be, she puts her greenhouse up right here in this area here, just off the road. We did talk with her last year. She realized there is a setback from there, so it will meet setbacks. And it won't be too close to the easement or anything like that. And then she'll be in good shape. Now, let me see if this video will play. Or if we'll go through this whole rigmarole again.
Very good.
No, it's not playing yet.
Oh, almost very good.
Almost good. Come on. Well, let me stop it and we'll start it up again.
I
really can work a computer, guys. But we've had to patch so much stuff in here today. Again, this is looking into the parking lot there of the Taney Center, this being the Taney Center, of course, swinging around, looking back toward Forsyth up Highway 160. There's not a whole lot here to see. When we pan around, you can see it all. This is what's across the street, as always, giving you the 360-degree view. And then as you come around, of course, the car wash, that was one time we were going to do a cement company there, something like that. But in front of the Jeep there is where that would be sitting, and then back around to the Taney Center. I'll bring you back one more time. And this area right here is where the greenhouse will sit. And then off to our right here, I think I'm going to bring that around to you, is the only residential structure that's right there in that area. So let's swing it back around so you can see it. And that would be the residential structure there.
How do they access that? To the parking lot?
Everything turns into the Taney Center parking lot, yes, sir. And matter of fact, where my Jeep is sitting, the greenhouse comes up pretty close, probably to about right in here. and everything. And then when I was there last year, everybody pulls up here and parks, and then that's, you know, how then they walk into
the marinas. It's outside the utility easement?
It wasn't last year. It will be in the future, though. We've already had that discussion.
Okay.
But, yeah, last time, there's a 50-foot setback on state highways, you know. And it was a little too close, and so.
But it's also outside the utility easement, which actually goes across that parking lot. It looks like it would.
I believe it will be. Okay. Yes, sir. I don't think there's going to be any issue.
That's probably a 20-foot easement, so yeah. 10-foot so, on both
yeah,
sides.
Normally, when we set back that 50-foot, we've cleared all road easements and utility easements and everything.
Well, the utility there runs across the middle of that parking lot.
It's actually over the blacktop.
Yep.
Yeah, then she'll be off of that. Okay. That won't be an issue. Now, the people parking will not be, but of course that's a parking
lot.
Well,
that's not a big deal.
Everything, but you know, no, she will clear that easy. That's not an issue. So.
Okay. Three people signed up to speak. Rachel, please. Archambault. Uh-huh. Okay. Anything that you want to tell us? And I notice that your dates are from April 1st to May 31st.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you pay a fee to the Taney Center
I rent that from them for that 2-month period.
Okay. Why not add a fall date?
Well,
I mean, I'm just asking.
It was my intentions to possibly do that this past year because I also grow chrysanthemums in the fall. But it didn't quite pan out. Everything wasn't in the plan that year.
Okay. So, but you realize, because I think what we're saying is that we're giving you a special use permit to do this only between April 1st and May 31st.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I do now. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay.
That was on
the application's reason why we put that on there. So.
Okay. And my question is.
Well,
that's a very good point.
That's
a 2-month window.
Yeah.
Is that okay for you?
Well, I think my main concern with the fall season is because the actual selling time is it's a much smaller window of sale there. It just didn't seem feasible to actually come back, put the structure up, and only be there for 6 weeks.
Okay.
That was something that I kind of worked out with the Taney Center. I ended up coming up to the parking lot and kind of setting up like a garage sale there for a little while with some of the leftovers. But I usually wholesale a lot of the mums. I've worked with Silver Dollar City and some of the other local greenhouses, and I kind of tend to get rid of a lot of them that way. So
okay.
It was just something, maybe potential there. I thought about that.
Again, with the special use permit, because is there a time limit on this? You're asking for this for how many years?
No, ma'am, there is no time limit. Again, just as we set up the farmer's market, it is particular to Ms. Archambault, and it is particular to that site. If she would choose to go down, say, where the old car wash is sitting, she doesn't have a permit. Or if she decides she's not going to do it anymore and somebody else wants to do it, they would need to come in and ask. Now, I'm not going to say that she couldn't set it up and let somebody else run it. That's not a problem for us, unless you want to restrict. Since this is not a home occupation or anything like that, it doesn't carry the same amount of restrictions as an employee. This is more of a general special use. It's not one of our specified as we do home occupations and things like that. So you would have to choose to put the restrictions on there that you wanted, as far as number of employees or hours of operation, different things like that.
And I guess my questions are to help you as much as possible, knowing full well that once you get locked in to this permit, that those become the rules.
And you can choose to give her 8 weeks instead of 6 or 12 or whatever, and you can say, let's give her some time in the fall or whatever you would choose to do. Whether she uses it or not doesn't really matter. If she wants to have that, she.
So you may want to consider.
It's something definitely to consider, because
if you don't have a conflict with the Taney Center on setting it up for the year, you're paying for 2 months, but you could make a thing and set it up for the year and then make your own arrangements with them to pay for it if you used it in other months.
Okay.
At least you have the approval to do that where you wouldn't otherwise.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But if you get approval for the whole year, then you wouldn't have to come back before and make reapplication.
Or for an extended period.
Yeah, and then you can you can set it up and take it down whenever you would choose. Okay. Is what. What.
Okay. Well, we're on your team, but we want discounts.
Okay. Okay.
Every year you can use it in spring and in the fall. Mm-hmm. You can use it to sell your plants or Halloween displays.
What is the construction of your greenhouse? Is it plastic? Is it glass?
It's a pole structure, the steel structure with a plastic covering, and then I just have the doors that walk on the front.
It has a fan in the back of it, doesn't it?
And everything. Back, yes.
It's a greenhouse. You could leave it up all year round. That's not what she's asking. I don't know that the Taney Center would want that.
Right.
But it is something that.
No, I was just wondering because how portable it was.
One day it's not there.
That's what I was concerned about. Yeah, for you was how portable. You know how this is 8 weeks, mm-hmm. and then you've got one. You said it wasn't practical to set up 6 weeks in the fall.
Right.
Well, that's just a 2 week
difference. Just a 2 week difference.
Yeah.
Well, as far as portability of it, my husband may have a few questions there.
You probably sell more in the spring though
than
the concern being in the fall. Would be more sales, do you think?
I have limited merchandise in the fall.
I see.
And my window of sales is, just
so what I was saying, you could put up like nothing in the fall if you wanted to set up on a weekend or you wanted to put up a four-poster shade thing there for just, I've got one or two of those. They pop up immediately. I'm not trying to run your business, but just
maybe
more openings for you.
But you might have a year that you might have an abundance of plants.
That's
definitely.
You know, so I leave the window open.
I definitely like the idea of leaving the window open there. I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't even catch that.
That's a pretty important thing to catch. Okay.
So she certainly wants to take out the line the business will be in operation between April 1st and May 31st.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
I think
that's
maybe,
the question.
Maybe. Or whether or not we want to, as we've heard here tonight, the whole year, or do you want a window in the fall as well as this window? So something for you to think about when you come to us.
Yeah, and you may just do that as
you may want now,
spring
you may
and
want
fall,
and
not
September and
something.
October.
Maybe do it that way.
Take
another 8 weeks
in the
fall.
Mum
season.
Yes.
Your business.
And if you don't want, if you don't want to use it, you don't have to. We're not going to make you put it up.
Yeah. Right, but I definitely like the idea of having the opportunity there because.
Would she be, in the fall, would she be able to put up, if she didn't want to put up the greenhouse, could she put up a semi-permanent, like a pop-up tent or something?
I don't have any problems with that at all.
Okay. So basically what we're looking at is just the time period, but any type of structure would in the fall?
Yeah, you're not looking to allow her to put up a structure that's there 24/7, 365 and everything, but you're allowing her the opportunity for seasonal activity.
Okay.
And of course, I don't think the Taney Center would allow you to go.
No, they have too many other things going on, so.
Okay, well, let's move on to the two other people who want to speak, Marshall Whitley.
They thought they might be forced to.
You're just fine the way you are, and
more sport.
Okay, and we'll counsel and advise. And the farmers market at the Lions Club building in Forsyth, are they operational at all?
I haven't seen them yet this year. I haven't been out there on the weekend to see, but. I haven't noticed their porta potties being back out there yet or not, but I will stop out there this weekend and see. It may be just a little bit early for him because he actually sells produce and everything. He's not actually selling, but they were getting into selling goats and everything like that too. So,
and you think they were successful last year?
He seemed to think so. He would like to have had more vendors, but he thinks that will come. As they go.
No. Was that the one that had the goat?
Yeah.
Who had the goat?
There was a lot of stuff out there.
No, I have all the goats I need right now. Rachel, thank you very much. that concludes the public hearing part of our meeting. Old and new business, and I bet there is something for discussion here.
There are several things for discussion, if we can real quick. I've given you several documents tonight, and I think I've explained to everybody what they are. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to get with you on that. The one thing there, if you're not aware, is we've got this colored chart here that that shows that every year we get two appointments back to this board, either reinstatement or new people on there. So find your name, and then depending on your color, go out to the block that you know that doesn't have anybody in it, and that's the next year that comes up. Now, Randall Cummings was reinstated last week. So he's with us for four more years, as is Mr. Stewart. Is that correct, Mr. Stewart?
That's correct. Okay.
And so he's with us at the same time. If you, if it's time to lose Randall, it'll be time to lose Mr. Stewart, or vice versa. So do be aware that these appointments are for four-year terms, very similar to election terms, where if you don't finish out the term and somebody's appointed to your term, that term still ends at its prescribed time. Ms. Martin is coming up for 2012. January 2012, we'll have two people that need to be appointed, reinstated, whichever the case might be. Ms. Martin didn't start until 2010. She took over somebody else's term, but the term expires on 2012. So just trying to make sure, because there has been a lot of confusion about how this thing works and everything like that, but I want you all to have a copy. This should take you out past the time that all of us want to be here or want to be working or anything like that. So I think it goes out to like 2027, 2037, something like that. So by then, you know, however you want to deal with that, that's fine, Dandy.
And still trucking, Carol.
If we're in charge then, the county's probably in sad shape. But anyway. Secondly, Mr. Bronner was here. If you remember, several years ago, we approved a project called Underhill Heights for Jason Bronner out.
The church road.
And you know, everything's life for everybody has gone south and everything. Of course, two of his buildings are fairly well up. One of them was almost completely done. They've been vandalized, all kind of stuff going on to there. They're like everybody else, having trouble trying to sell anything, especially in condominium style of ownership. And the question was posed to me, was there a possibility of doing any nightly rentals or weekly rentals of those things out there? It wasn't something, I'm gonna research it, but I don't believe we approved that for any kind of nightly rental, because it's going to be hold ownership, retirement type of deal. And so the question to me was, two of the buildings are built, the sewer system's about in, some of the foundations are poor. They're not all up, no. Two of the buildings, which would be probably four units, could probably be, if you hit it real hard, ready to be used in just a few weeks at the most. But if they're asking to do nightly rentals, and like I said, I don't believe we mentioned that, and I'll check the decision of record. I don't know. They would need to come back for you guys to hear it as a nightly rental request.
Where is this located?
Victor Church Road.
Victor, yes.
I know where that is.
So, do you know where it is?
Yes,
just south, just east and south of Green Acres.
Yeah, it's kind of a remote area when you start thinking about it. But I'll bring all that information in to you. But if it does not mention nightly rentals in the decision of record, you want to hear it, I believe.
I'm almost sure it doesn't.
No, I was here when it was done.
But I told him I would ask and everything. But you're going to want to hear that back as a project then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to make sure. And I'm pretty sure that's where we'll be headed.
I don't know about everybody else.
Okay. We are experiencing some changes in our department. And the commission met with the sewer board on last Thursday. And the instruction to John Suti was to come back and to inform me that starting April 1st, I will be working 2 days a week in the sewer district and 3 days a week in planning and zoning. My understanding is, it'll go further than that. I'm not sure exactly what to tell you or anything like that, because we've not really had any official word on how things are supposed to operate or work or anything like that. both of the positions that we're looking at, the position that I'm currently filling and the one that they want to move into over there, are full-time jobs. And we're running kind of ragged right now, even though our permit level is low and everything like that. It takes 5 days a week for us to maintain. We know we're not out chasing anything, complaints. You know, we chase what we can chase and what we have to chase and everything. So I have requested a meeting for Sarah and for Sean as the chairman and vice chairman with the commission. We don't have that quite set up yet so that you all can talk with them to see where they're heading and what their plans are and what to expect. As the office is also asking the same questions, you know, what do we do and how are we going to handle this and that and different things like that. So I want to bring you up to speed on that so that you'll know that that's a probability. And, you know, there's that brings up a lot of questions. So I don't have any answers to give you. If you have questions, I'd be glad to try and answer anything I can for you. You know, the questions that we can't get answers to tonight, you probably should make sure that Sean or Sarah have those questions so that when they do get a meeting with the commission, they can be asked and hopefully answered. So that is where we are. And that's what I have in the way of old and new business.
Okay.
You got our numbers? Our emails?
You can get those from us if you need. You can call the office and we can send those to you or give them to you.
Benita, I think when let's redo this.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm waiting to do that until I get Dave's email and his street address and Randall. Your email doesn't work.
Did you not pay your email bill?
Uh-huh. HughesNet, probably, because of the weather.
Weather? Mm-hmm. So it's still the same? Okay.
Southern Becky
it's on the HughesNet.
Must be satellite fade then, huh?
Yeah. Through the satellite, it will.
Get enough hate mail.
She hasn't been able to get on it.
She's really been aggravated single line.
We're just waiting on CenturyLink to get their high speed out there.
Okay.
Another 6-8 years.
My wife does, but I don't.
Does she let you use it?
And she's having trouble with one. I'll get back to you with it.
Okay, because that's how I notify everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
Sat on there.
I understand.
So she would kind of.
Oh, we can do this. Yeah, I'll take care of it.
What's your screen? Wait.
Or you want my physical?
Wait. We're live, guys. If we can do this when we're not on the air, then unless you don't care.
I don't care.
Okay, well, why don't we just go ahead and adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
This meeting is adjourned.
Second.